The 2019 high school football season is upon us. There's a new guy in the area this year, Steve Disler, the head coach of the Rock Ridge Rockets. And 2 weeks into preseason practices, how has the transition been going for the new coach?
It's going great. You know, like I said, it's nice to finally put pads on, have some contact, get the kids excited. You know, summer is great to get stuff in, but they get a little dry after a while when you can't hit and take people down. So it's been fun for the kids, and it's been fun for the coaches, and we're ready to get going.
I know we've talked to you numerous times since you've got the job, but during the summer we already learned a little bit about your background. But for the listening audience that is listening to this preview show today, give us a little thumbnail sketch of your coaching resume. Now, I think a Michigan kid, I remember growing up. So what was the path to get you to Western Illinois and Lower Rock Island County?
Yeah, it's kind of a long path there. I started out in Michigan, went to school at Michigan State, and I was coaching while I was in college. Then when I finally graduated, there wasn't many teaching jobs open in Michigan, so I ended up in Peoria at Richwoods. We went to the state championship that year, and then I went to IVC for a couple years and Farmington to be the offensive coordinator. You're in Indiana at Rock Falls, and then finally up in Rock Ridge.
And the Rock Ridge position, you're coming into a job where taking over for Sam Graves, and they got on a nice run, and you know, a playoff caliber school every year. So what has it been like so far in terms of, you know, I guess keeping this thing headed in the right direction? I know you have basically all the holdovers from the staff, so I think that's pretty important.
Oh, that's been absolutely huge. I mean, it's a great staff. They did a great job keeping things going before I got there. You know, they know the kids well. They know the conference. You know, it's somebody to lean on. I'm letting them do a lot of that coaching, a lot of the ideas, because they know all the information, and they're just all very football knowledgeable. So that's been huge for me. And I mean, the expectations are not changing whatsoever. We still want to be in the playoffs. We still want to make a splash in the conference. You know, and just continue to build this thing.
Well, and it's interesting because you look at kind of where you've been in Illinois from a small school standpoint. Now, you mentioned your first experience at Richwoods, which is, you know, a bigger school, but IVC, talking about 3A/4A, and then Farmington has been 3A, a bit south. They play in the Prairie Land, and then, you know, Rock Falls, I think, in the Big Northern, a bit to the north of us. So kind of in between, you haven't been where the Three Rivers is, but I would assume you know a little bit about the area with your stop at Farmington, which was a former Olympic Conference school with, you know, Rock Ridge, Sherrard, Horry, and those types. And then up at Rock Falls, you know, you're kind of in the vicinity. So do you know much about the Three Rivers?
I do. I mean, Newman was just, you know, just across the river from Rock Falls. Horry and I've seen a couple times in 7-on-7s over the summer when I was at Farmington. Obviously, you know, Toby Vallis at Farmington, I've had some discussions with him, but, you know, he knows a little bit about Sherrard. So, yeah, some of those schools are familiar, you know, and then just kind of learning and watching film as soon as I got the job to get a little bit more familiar with them.
All right, so you look at this 2019 season. I mean, what are the numbers like over there? You feel pretty good about how the talent level is spread out. So what's it looking like numbers-wise in the program here in 2019 for Rock Ridge?
I believe we have about 45 kids in the program. We've got talent all over the place. Our senior group is a little bit smaller. They've just always been a small group. I think we've got 4 seniors this year. But, you know, to have 45 kids in the program and only have 4 seniors, that kind of speaks a lot to, you know, your junior, sophomores, and freshman classes. So, yeah, our numbers are going to continue to grow over the next couple of years. Even though we have 4 seniors, we're not looking at this as a down year. Like I said, we still have those same expectations. Just some of our younger kids are going to step up and fill those voids.
Yeah, so I would assume you're going to have to play then some of those sophomores then, I would assume, that kind of blend in with the junior class. Do you feel pretty good about where you're at? I know we're talking to you on, I think, Wednesday, so we're about, 9 days away from the opener. You feel pretty good about, you know, positions determined, or do you still have some battles to be won as we speak?
We do have some battles to still be won. You know, that's one of the things we're doing today. We've got a 10-play script and a couple different groups that we're going to film and evaluate and, you know, see. We've, you know, due to some of those numbers at the senior level, we are trying to train some guys to play multiple positions. We've got a lot of talent. We've got a lot of pieces. It's just finding the right pieces and the right places to find the, fit these guys right now. And then having a backup. So, I mean, small school football, you know, if something happens, one person can go down and it could really damage you. So we got to find those backup places for some of those kids.
Yeah, and then when you talk about 45, I think most schools in the area are right around that number. I think some are lucky if they get 50, lower 50s, mid 50s. But we're you know, the culture and where the game is now, we're talking most programs feel fortunate if they get, you know, 40, 45 kids. Do you feel pretty good about, like, in terms of the balance? You know, sometimes you get 45 kids and, say, 33 of them are skill kids. And then you got 12 linemen. Do you feel pretty good about the balance of that roster?
Yeah, actually, that's an interesting thing here. I thought the same thing. You know, we'd have a lot of skill kids to have. But we are very balanced as far as our skills and our linemen. We probably go a little bit deeper on the lineman aspect than we can the skill aspect, because we have some very, very good juniors, sophomores, and a couple freshman linemen that might crack a little bit of the rotation. But it is balanced. We've got, like I said, we've got athletes. We feel good about that we do have.
Well, I know the big question over at Rock Ridge is, how do you replace a talent like Riley Federal? Rock Ridge had to do that a little bit last year with his injury. But who is the guy that gets that unenviable task of trying to replace Riley Federer? Have you determined a starting quarterback yet?
We are still kind of battling that out. Again, we're doing those evaluation periods. We did one on Monday and kind of broke it down. And just not even looking at the outcome of the play, but looking at what each individual quarterback did well, what they need work on. And it's still an extremely close battle. I think the countdown, I made my own analytical countdown, and it was 8-7 between the two quarterbacks, so for points. I mean, so it's tough yet. You know, either way, it's great that they're competing with each other. They keep pushing each other. And if whoever doesn't end up as a quarterback is going to find a spot either as a receiver or as a defensive back.
Is it a possibility that both could play quarterback, both could share that role?
Absolutely. You know, we discussed that last night. Is that what we're going to have to do and see who moves the ball best? Yes, that might be something we have to consider.
So who are the two kids that are in the hunt for that job right now?
We have Wyatt Rutzel and Braden Deem.
Well, Coach, I know as we talked to you that the opener is against Sherrard on the 30th over at Clifford King Field. So what about just, you know, putting the ball on the tee and getting this 2019 season underway with a kind of a nice, you know, area/rivalry game that hasn't been played for 4 or 5 years?
Oh, it's extremely exciting. I mean, the community's already been talking about, you know, playing Sherrard. The kids are already talking. I mean, it's, like you said, it's been a while since they've done it. They're excited to get back out there, being so close to each other, the two schools. It's a great rivalry, and we're just, you know, we're ready to go hit somebody else.
All right, and we're ready to see you hit someone else. And we'll do that on the 30th of August. Sherrard and Rock Ridge will kick it off at the 7 o'clock, and you'll hear that on our WRMJ platform. Coach Disler, we look forward to working with you in 2019, and we'll see you next Friday night over at Sherrard.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Steve Disler, the head coach of Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.